Jesus, you are so good.
Lord. So let's prepare our hearts to receive the word of God today and ask the help of the Holy Spirit to speak to all of us clearly. Amen. And if you're physically able, if you could please rise up and let's honor Jesus, who is the word of God. And let's turn our Bibles to the book of Romans chapter 12. We're going to start with verse 9. Romans chapter 12. We're going to start with verse 9. Romans 12, verse 9. Thank you, Lord. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil and cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with God's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everybody. Do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge, I will repay, says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we turn to you because you have the words of life, and in you we find, Lord, principles from your word, Lord God, how to live this life, earthly life. And we thank you for everyone that you have allowed to gather today, Lord God, in this place, to receive from you, Lord God, because only you know where we're at. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, for you're our teacher and our guide. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. You know, last Friday was Valentine's Day. And people everywhere thought of many ways, creative ways, how to celebrate Valentine's Day. The married couples here, did you do something special? You had dinner. Okay. How about the rest? What did you do for Valentine's Day? No. Stay home. Praise the Lord. As we observe, for me, I observe everywhere I go, I always observe people, how things are. Streets were filled with vendors selling flowers, bouquet of flowers, no? Yeah. On my way to work every day, I pass by La Cienega Boulevard, and right past Obama Boulevard, there's this huge See's candy store. And so on my way home, it's like, oh my gosh, the place was filled with people. It was a long line, even outside the street. And so, of course, obviously, they're there to grab a box of chocolates. Then may sabi ni Forrest Gump, yung box of chocolates. How many of you watch Forrest Gump? I always use that as an example, and I know that not a lot of you watch movies. Forrest Gump. The box of chocolates, you know, huh? The box of chocolates, okay. And so there was a long line of people waiting for them to, you know, grab a box of chocolates. And then my niece Angela, I was still on my way home, and she took a picture, so thoughtful of her. She bought this edible arrangements. How many of you have received those edible arrangements? Yes, edible arrangements, there are a variety of fruits. And it's like arranged in such a way, it's like a bouquet of flowers. It had like strawberries dipped in chocolate. It had grapes. And the best part, which is my favorite, was the pineapple. Pineapple heart-shaped. And they were so sweet and so nice of Angela to remember the family. Thank you, Angela. So there are gestures of love, thoughtfulness, and, you know, it's love expressed through giving. You know, I know that Sister Lena even shared a picture because someone at the office gave her something, no? Small ways of expressing love. No, and you know that our God in heaven, our Heavenly Father in heaven, He is our example, the best example in demonstrating love. And we would always quote this. Brother Roel also mentioned that John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. He gave. What did He give? He gave His best, His Son. And we're going to look at another verse there. In Romans 5, it says that God demonstrated His love for us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And we're going to look at that closely later on. And this is the portion that I'd like you to flip the pages of your Bible in 1 John. Look at this, John 3:16, and here comes another one, 1 John 3:16. So it's good to remember, no? Let's see what it says there in 1 John 3, verse 16. That's towards the end of your Bible, 1 John. And it says there, okay, are you there? Not yet. 1 John 3:16. This is how we know what love is. And the answer is what? Jesus Christ laid down His life for us. Whew, powerful. So let's say that again. Let's say that aloud. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down His life for us. And let's now turn to the Gospel John, chapter 1. Gospel John, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. If you're a new student of the Word, it's okay. You know, it's like you're trying to familiarize yourself with the books in the Bible. We all started that way, so don't feel bad if it's like you're having a hard time. But the more you and I flip the pages of our Bibles, we begin to remember where they're at, right? We should. Okay. John chapter 1, we're going to start with verse 12. Let's start with verse 10 so we would see, because verse 12 starts with yet. Jesus was in the world, and through the world was made through Him. But the world did not recognize Him. Verse 10, po, first John, not first John. John chapter 1, verse 10. So 11, Jesus came to that which was His own, and His own did not receive Him. Talk about rejection, no? So He came to this world, the world that He created, but people rejected Him. Yet, look at verse 12, here we go. But yet to all who received Him, Jesus, to those who believed in His name, He gave the right. Look at this. Powerful. When anyone makes that choice to believe and to receive Christ, it says here that He gave them the right to become children of God. To be called a child of God. Whose are you? You know, most of us, you know what, we have Sister Connie here and Brother Toto celebrating their birthday. They were born, natural birth, because of their parents. But to become a child of God, it talks about a spiritual rebirth. That's why it says, Jesus said, that a man needs to be born again. There's something that happens in the heart of a person that receives Christ. And what, look at this. Just by believing and putting their hope and their trust in Christ, there are blessings and privileges attached to that. Because we are talking about a God who created us and created this world in his, you know, we've been talking about that, right? He's the God of wonders. He created the universe. He created the galaxy. He knows the stars by name. Wow. And praise God that he's a God of power and God of order. When, how many of you remember your science lessons about the galaxy, the planets and all? They're like hanging up there in the galaxy, right? Everything is in order because that's who God is. He has a power. Everything is in control because of the Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah. And so now bringing it to a personal level, anyone who receives Jesus, and we would always say this, it's about relationship. Many people are hungry for God. Many people are desperate for God. I remember growing up as a, you know, back home in the Philippines, and I wasn't born again yet. I met the Lord Jesus when we came here in America. But I would remember there would be people that would flock themselves to place like Asa Quiapo. And there would be this, they call it, there's this huge image of Jesus, pero it's black, tawag nilang black Nazarene. And people would be stepping on each other just to touch that image or statue. Not realizing that God does not want to be worshipped that way. He said, I am not in carved images. I am God. I'm seated in his spirit. Thank you, Mom. And so for most of us, we come from that kind of background. But you and I have been blessed. You and I are blessed that you and I have been given an opportunity to hear the word of God, the gospel. That Jesus, the Father longs to be worshipped in spirit and in truth. That's why a person needs to be born again. If a person does not come to that point of being born again, everything would be foolishness to that person. No matter how you explain, no matter, it would be like, you know, in Tagalog, I would always say this and you would always laugh. Parang sumasabunot sa kalbo. Pointless. A person who is not yet born again is operating in the natural mind. But when you and I receive Jesus and we get born again, it's like, wow. Our faith goes through stages, and God knows that. If you're someone new in the Lord, it's okay. You're just like a baby. And God desires each one of us to grow up spiritually, not to remain a babe in Christ. But the more you and I feed and read the word of God, we come to know him more. Praise the Lord. There's something about someone receiving Jesus as Savior and Lord, and we are born again. It's the Spirit made alive. Now that Spirit is alive, now we are connected to God. How many of you, you get frustrated when your Wi-Fi is not connected? Yeah. Hello? I see that among kids. They're so, you know, we have a generation growing up with their tablets and all. I saw my, you know, the two girls at home. It's like, my tablet is dead. With all this technology, we are appreciating to be connected to your Wi-Fi, right? Hello? Connection. But there's a greater connection that needs to happen, and we need to get connected with God. This new birth, you know what happens? The Bible says, a person who has Christ is a new creation. So even if you're in your 50s when you receive the Lord, and you have these long years of lots of regrets and if you have a delete button, and as I would always say it, you'd like to delete those experiences that it's like, I don't want to remember that. Oh, painful experiences. And you'd like that to be erased. Here's the good news. When we receive Christ, or even if you're a young person and, you know, brokenness come in families and All of these things contribute at times to how we feel inside. At times when you and I, we would observe other people, or could be us, that experience brokenness or rejection. We reread that portion. Jesus experienced rejection. So you're not alone. We are not alone. When you do good to someone and it's like, you know, nothing. How many of you would say this, would admit? When you do good to someone, do you expect some that they would also be good to you? That's a natural expectation. But we live in a world, the reality is, we do good at times, nothing in return. Zilch, nada, kaput. And we get disappointed, and at times, that's where the frustration, resentment, and at times we might not show it outwardly, but deep down inside, there's this resentment that's building up. And it's God who sees that in all of us, including myself, because this new birth talks about we are being changed from the inside out. What kind of change? And it takes the power of God to do that, the change even in attitudes. Do you know that the way we think is we have like a mind attitude? Because what you and I do is based on how we think. All of that is connected to how we think. So that's why you and I need the power of God. It's only February, and most of us, you know, when 2020, you know, came upon us, a lot of people would say, I'd like to be a better husband or wife. I'd like to do this. I'd like to be a better, you know, worker. I'd like to serve God better. All of these aspirations and goals. But the truth is we cannot do it on our own. So how many of us, we're trying to do our best, but at times if we do it on our own, we always fail. But the good news is the change that's supposed to happen in your life and mine, and even in the lives of others that we are praying for, it's the Spirit of God only who can do that. So there will be a change in attitudes, a change in desires. Let me give you an example. And I would always use this sister, and I don't have to name her, not to embarrass her. She has a different priority now. She works, but every time come Friday, you know, a lot of people would call Friday what? Ano yung tawag pag Friday na? TGIF. And then, they meron silang ginagawa, yung happy hour. Thank you so much. Happy hour. Along La Cienega, there's this restaurant row, all those nice restaurants. And you would see signs, happy hour, happy hour. Because people are looking for ways to be happy. And this sister, she found her happiness in Christ. So if she gets invited and the invitation to a party would fall on a Wednesday, or which is our Bible study night, and it would fall on our Friday prayer meeting night. So, oh no, I'm sorry, I can't join you. We have our prayer meeting. What? I guess most of the people at her work now stop inviting her because you know they know where she stands as far as that is concerned. Amen. But I'm not telling you not to go out with friends. No. We're not, having a relationship with Christ is not about rules and do's and don'ts. Because we're going to talk about the grace of God today. God wants us to experience Him in a personal way. The author of this gospel, John, he was one of those who is one of the witnesses. And we're going to look at that because you know what? It takes someone to experience and encounter Christ for us to have an understanding of who He is. So the writer of this portion of the gospel, John, in John 1 that we read, let's continue. Yet to all who received Him, to those who believed in His name, He gave the right to become what? Children of God. Jump to verse 14. The Word, capital W, and that's Jesus, He became flesh and made His dwelling among us. Look at this. Look at what the writer said. We have seen His glory. The glory of the one and only, capital O, in your Bible. Yes, because that's referring to Jesus. The one and only who came from the Father. Look at how the Bible describes Jesus. Full of grace and truth. I love that. I love that. And now jump to verse 16. From the fullness of His grace, we have all received one blessing after another. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came from Jesus Christ. A lot of people raise this question, more so with those, we have a lot of atheists around us, people who don't believe in God at all. They would say, what is God like anyway? Have you heard people ask that question? But you don't have to turn there. But in Hebrews 1, it says, Jesus is the expressed image of God. So if any one of us or someone would want to know what God is like, they have to see that. They will see it in Jesus. So the more you and I read the Bible, because from Genesis to Revelation, everything points to Jesus alone. And the more we read the Word of God, the more we come to see how He is. And so John said as a witness that Jesus was full of grace and truth. Now, when we talk about grace, the grace of God comes in two dimensions. You see this cross? We have a vertical beam and we have a horizontal beam. The vertical grace that the Bible talks about, that centers on our relationship with God. Now, the horizontal beam, the horizontal grace, that focuses on our relationship with one another. Relationship with people in our family, members of our family. Relationship with, how many of you work here? You're still at work. You're still working. There are people around you, right? Where else? In your community, your neighbor. We have a neighbor, and I have to ask God's grace because when they have parties, oh my gosh. 2 o'clock in the, I think they love to sing karaoke. But the thing is, I think the volume is loud. I had to close all the windows, but I could still hear them. I had to put my pillow on my... But still grace. At times, Lord, what do we do? And you know what? Grace is, let it pass. Let them enjoy. Let someone else call the cops on them. No. No. It's like, we would like to have like a good relationship with people around us. So we try to weigh things before we act on something, right? So praise God. Horizontal grace, grace to be extended even with people in, not just in the workplace. How about for our young people here at school? Do you have people that you like irritate you or like I don't like them. How do we apply? How do we act as far as people who would be like a thorn on our side? Or even in church, right? Because we're not yet perfect. We know that at times relationships can be strained even when we are here serving God together. We mentioned this earlier, and so it takes someone to experience the grace of God, like the Apostle John. He experienced firsthand, and he said, I have seen Him. We have touched Him. We heard Him speak, and we saw grace in action in the life of our Lord Jesus. In Ephesians 2, verses 8 to 9, and most of us are familiar with that, but for the purpose of the study, it's always good to go back, right? It's always good to go back. As you and I learned, we could pass this on. When you're so good at certain areas in the study of the Word of God, you have been equipped. You and I are equipped now to share that to someone else. Because if someone would ask you, hey, what, born again ka na, yeah? So what does that mean? And you could explain to them what it is, right? It's not born against, okay? It's born again. Ephesians 2, verse 8. For it is by grace you have been saved. Saved from what? From sin. We all need to be saved from sin because the Bible says, all have fallen short of God's glory. Everyone needs Jesus. Everyone needs the gift of salvation and the grace of God. For it is by grace you have been saved. How? Through faith. And that this not from yourselves, because it is what? It's a gift of God. When you are being given a gift, you don't say, how much do I owe you? Yeah. So when you give a gift, take out the label, okay? But hint, hint. Kiddingly aside, it's a gift. When someone gives you a gift, you just receive it. That transaction is completed when you as a recipient receive that gift. And do you know that God is still giving this gift to so many? And we're hoping and praying that people won't reject. But you know what? And we're going to, as we go along with the study, that there is this gift that God has given everyone, and that is the gift of choice. And so it tells us here, it's a gift from God. Salvation comes to us. It's a gift from Him. Not of ourselves. And look at that. Not by works. Did you see that? But verse 9? We're already in verse 9. Not by works. For what purpose? So that no one can boast. Also, no one can say, I made it. I'm good. You know, invite my neighbor. Invite my neighbor. I know my neighbor. Shady character. You don't know, probably. Probably doing illegal stuff. Invite my neighbor. No, it's all of us. It says here, some people would say, they would say the name. And they would say, make this comment, lampas lampaso na sa langit. Have you heard people say that? Ayoko man lumampas sa langit, ano? Meaning to say, I don't know why people coined those words, but they say that they're doing so much good stuff that, baka lumampas na sa langit. What it actually means is, the Word of God tells us na we don't earn the gift of grace because we do something for God. Doing good works is a result. Doing good works is a result of having a relationship with the Lord. Amen. So the gift of God's love, His salvation, all of this, and other benefits attached to receiving Jesus is God's grace or favor. Something that you and I do not deserve and yet extended to us. This verse, like what we've said, is very familiar to most of us, but it's a powerful reminder about who we are before we met Jesus, who we are, that we may be humble enough to realize that, God, I wouldn't be here if you did not extend your grace in my life. Lord, kinawaan mo ako. You saw me as a sinner, but you gave me your grace. I don't deserve it, God, pero Lord, naawa ka sa akin because you don't want me to spend my eternity in hell. And the reason why we said that is because, remember the beam, the cross. If this is not right, our relationship with God is not right, it would be hard for us to deal with one another. Many are achieving to have a successful marriage, even for parents with their relationship with their children growing up. But without the grace of God, without Christ, without the love of God in us, we will all fail. We will all fail because loving others like Christ loved us. How did Christ show His love? He laid down His life. In fact, the Bible says, let's take a census, okay? How many of you are willing to die for someone? Anyone? See? God proved His point. Honestly, deep down in our hearts, even though how much you love someone, it's like, huh? Right? That would be a reaction. Because self-preservation, that's part of our nature. We preserve the me first. To lay down your life for someone, probably if a person is mabait sa'yo, pwede pa, no? Meron pang probably a small percentage that, yeah, I'm willing to die, yeah. But if you were to die for someone who is unlovable, you know, some people would say to others, oh, you know, you go to hell. Right? Is that the honest? When someone like, oh, gosh, I don't like this person. Right? So it's a question that you and I need to ask, because every day, we are encountering situations wherein we are reminded of the grace of God extended to us. But the question is, how is it so hard for us, including myself, to extend grace to others? We do what we do to others because of the way we think. And I'm going to share with you a story that, I love this book by Pastor Chuck Swindoll, The Grace Awakening, beautiful book. If you love to read books, this is a good resource. The Grace Awakening, Charles Swindoll. A portion of the story here I'm going to share with you. His name is Dr. Viktor Frankl. He's a Jew. He was a survivor of the Nazi concentration camp. How many of you know that? How many? I want to see those hands. Because not a lot of people believe that Holocaust existed. Everyone know? Heard of it? Yes. If none, then I'll share with you a brief, but there's so many things to learn about that. So it's a story of this man, and he was there in one of those, he's a survivor, and you know that he survived that kind of condition, and we know that God was in control as far as his life is concerned, because God wanted him to share what he learned while he was there in that unbearable condition in one of those Nazi concentration camp. While in that camp, Dr. Frankl remembered certain men, and they were very few, who were prisoners like him in the camp. And this man would walk through the huts where they live, where other prisoners were. And what were they doing? They were giving away their last piece of bread. You know, the condition was unbearable. It's maswerte ka na. You're blessed if you would have a piece of bread to eat. They were had forced labor. So, you know, when you're doing all that work, of course you go hungry. And so this Dr. Frankl remembered this few men, and they were visiting other prisoners in the hut. And what they were doing was giving away their last piece of bread. Their lives, he said, they were a powerful proof that everything can be taken away from someone except for one thing. Pwedeng tanggalin ho, makuha sa inyo lahat. But one thing that he saw in the life of this man was the freedom to make a choice. I'll say that again. One thing that was not taken away from this man was the freedom to make a choice. Remember, they were prisoners, right? But they were still free to do the right thing. Freedom to choose one's attitude in any given circumstance. Attitude. What you and I do is based on how we think. That no matter how hard their life was, they chose a different attitude. This man chose to help and comfort others, although obviously they needed comforting themselves. This few men chose not to be bitter, but chose to do good to others. Dahil, you know, when you are in a, I was talking to Sister Louisa earlier, because I'm going ahead of my outline, but I'd like to inject that. We had a group of our brethren here. Their hearts were steered to do something for the homeless. And what Sister Louisa said was, you know, when we were there giving them food, It was a powerful reminder how my life, my whatever I'm going through right now, grows pale by comparison with what these people are going through. These men chose not to be bitter, but chose to do good to others. And they chose not to focus or dwell on their own needs, but chose to help others in need. One of the changes that God will do in our lives is to break our self-centeredness. It's something that He's doing day by day in all of us, but it's up to us whether you and I would make that choice. What these few men did was a result of an inner decision. Do you know that pag sinabi natin inner decision, nanggagaling sa kalooban. When you make a choice, not just, you know, choosing, you know, what ice cream flavor you would want to eat when you go to Baskin Robbins, but I'm talking about deeper choices in life, tough choices in life. It was a result what these men did, giving their last piece of bread. You know, it's like, oh no, ito na nga lang ang rasyon. Probably this is the last piece that they're going to give for the week. I'm going to keep it for myself, right? That would be a self-centered person. But because of they had this stronger desire to do good or compassion. Thank you. Compassion to do something for someone else. It's got to be stronger than just satisfying our own needs. And it would take the grace of God to do that. Pag sinabi po nating inner decision, nasa kalooban yun. I'm deciding to do the right thing. It comes from within. So that's why, you know, when the Word of God says love must be sincere, hindi lamang po pakitang tao. Not superficial. We do things so others would see. In fact, the Lord said in the Beatitudes, you know, when you do something to someone, don't blow your trumpet. Ginawa ko to. You. Right? Do it like, you know, sabi, don't let the right hand know what the other hand is doing. You do it out of your heart. And never like, you know, because you know what? Let me tell you, exaltation comes from God. Exaltation comes from God. Doing the right thing even when others do not see it. I was just telling my mom, I would just like to share that with you. Because in every place we go, the Bible tells us in everything that we do it as unto the Lord. It has been like a rough month for us because we're going through training in my workplace, learning the new system. And it's like we're stressed out. The stress of level was like, ugh. So when we say TGIF last Friday is an understatement. It's like, oh, no, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Friday na. So my manager was out, and then my immediate supervisor left early. And so one of my coworkers in the department, like, kind of gave a hint, oh, they're gone. Well, probably not, you can leave because I'm salaried there early. And so the temptation was too great because, you know, I could leave if I would make a choice. But you know how the Holy Spirit was so quick? You know, stay. It was an opportunity for me to do the right thing. I was tired. Justified move, right? To leave early. And I could leave without anyone telling. But then the Holy Spirit said, stay. Because I made that also inner decision. You see, when the Spirit of God speaks to us, it's up to us to obey, right? Pwedeng sabihin ng Holy Spirit, I'm saying, mute. Holy Spirit, uuwi ako. Right? I could have made that choice. But I made that inner decision that I didn't want them to think that I am someone taking advantage, that because when they say when the cat is away, the mouse can play. Right? So I chose to stay because I wanted my coworkers to see that, you know what? I'm not that person that will take advantage. For all of us, there are always choices to make. All of us. Every day, in every moment. You and I are given an opportunity to make a choice. So whether, the thing here is whether you and I, we would allow problems, circumstances, or people to rob us. Do you know that all of these things can rob us of God's purpose and plan in a bigger scale for our lives, for our families, and even for us as a church? I will say that again. Every day, every moment, you and I are given pagkakataon ho, mga opportunities. Whether ya allow, remember, gift of choice, right? Free will. Whether, would you allow your present problem right now to deprive you from knowing God more? Let me give you an example. Some people would say, and I have met a lot of people like that, they ended up bitter because of the problems they're going through. If God loves me, bakit ganito, right? And we begin to measure the love of God because of what you and I are going through. Hindi po yun. Kaya ho, it's good for us to know what the Word of God says. And we're going to look at that in the book of Romans. Let's look at that. Romans chapter 5. Acts, and then Romans. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and then Acts, and then Romans. Let's start with verse 1 of chapter 5. Romans 5. Verse 1. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith. Ang ibig sabihin ng sabihon, so, sabihin. Naging bisa. Sabihin ng justified is when you and I got born again, it's just as if we never sinned. Isn't that wonderful about God? And when you and I got born again, we are reconciled with God. And look at what the Bible further says. Now we have peace with God. Before we can experience the peace of God, we need to be at peace with God. So, vertical grace. Through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our tribulations or sufferings. Wow. What attitude of rejoicing? Even may problema? Parang hindi ata tama, right? The natural tendency is when you and I go through problems is we get depressed and discouraged, right? Pag may testing that comes, even in the life of a Christian, it's like, Lord, akala ko mahal mo ako. How come I lost a job? Lord, I thought you loved me. How come the diagnosis sa test ko, Lord, hindi maganda? And then we begin to question, Lord, I lost my job. Lord, brokenness in my family. What's wrong, God? Where are you, God, in all of this? But look at this. That's why we need to turn to God. That's why in James it says, is anyone among you suffering, let that person pray. When we pray, we come into the presence of God. And when we come into the presence of God, He gives us an understanding and revelation. And number one, comfort. Una niyang binibigay when we are going through difficult times is comfort. That's how God is. He is our comforter. We also rejoice in our sufferings or tribulations because we know that, look at this. Ito pala ang purpose ng problems. We know that suffering produces perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not disappoint us because God has poured out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom He has given us. I want you to take note of verse 5, because as we go along with the study, so meaning to say, is there power made available for us so that we can love others the way Jesus Christ loved us? Yes. Look at verse 6. You see, at just the right time when we were still powerless, Christ died for whom? Christ died for whom? Not godly. The ungodly. Verse 7. Yeah, when I ask you how many of you would die for someone, no one raised their hand. Look at verse 7. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man, someone might possibly dare to die, right? But God, look at verse 8. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Praise God. The love of God. As they would always say, that the acid test of true Christianity is loving others. And today you and I were all reminded of the grace of God. We all needed mercy. We don't deserve the favor that God is giving. None of us deserve it. But because the love of God for us is so powerful that he was so willing to do it for us. And, you know, sa buhay ho ng, in our lives, may testing, right? One of the truth that is found in the Word of God, Jesus said it himself, that you and I in this life, in this world, will have tribulations. Alam niyo yung word na tribulations? It's a picture of a farmer. Sa Philippines, di ba, pag ginather na yung palay, right? How does the palay look like pag ginather ho? Yung binhi, yung grain of palay is covered with husk, right? And so what the farmer would do is ilalagay niya yung sa malaking pestle or mortar, yung malaking, ano sa Tagalog nun? Pambayo. Yeah, thank you so much. Babayuhin niya yun. There's this huge thing na to pound on the palay. The purpose of the farmer is what? Not na dudurugin yung grain of palay, but to remove the covering, the husk. That's the whole purpose. And then ang gagawin next step, ilalagay ho sa bilao, a big, like, round basket. And shake, right? How many of you remember that? And then the wind would blow away the chaff. So what remains is the grain of palay. That's a picture of us when you and I are going through difficult times. Parang pounding. Ugh, we're being crushed. Feeling nothing. I want relief from this crushing experience. God. But if we don't focus on what the Word of God says, what is the Lord after? Like the farmer, he's after the grain of palay, but the Lord is after the grain of perseverance and Christ-like character. No one wants, I would always ask questions to take a census, because I think, obviously, pag tinanong tayo, how many of us would rather not go through problems? Oh, be honest, hello, oh, ako lang. All of us, natural tendency. But then when we shift our focus to what God is telling us, anak, I know it's painful right now, but I want you to focus on what I am after in your life. Yan yung husk, it can be pride. It can be pride. It can be maraming bagay. Only God knows what's the husk covering me and covering you that God wants to take away. Pero in closing, let me just share this as we, the grace of God. Can I tell you that even when you and I go through those crushing moments in life, God is still there, watching over us, teaching us. Many things na kailangan nating matutunan. Many things that you and I need to learn. Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4 as we end. God would want to encourage you, because when trying moments come in life, the testing of faith comes in life, even when you are serving God, you and I are serving God. God doesn't want us to end discouraged or hopeless, na to throw the towel. I give up. Ayoko na mag-attend ng Bible study. But look at this. This is the purpose of God. He wants to encourage and comfort many of us who are going through difficult times. Are you there with me? Chapter 4, verse 16. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Let's start with verse 7 muna po. 7, ano. And then we're going to jump. Chapter 4, 2 Corinthians chapter 4. We're going to start with verse 7. But we have this treasure in jars of clay. We mentioned that in a previous. You and I are compared to jars of clay. Banga. Earthen jars. Meaning to say, our life is fragile. Life is fragile. But look at this. Pero meron daw treasure in us when we, you and I have Christ. We have this treasure in jars of clay. Kasi we are weak. We are frail. But there is, when you and I have Christ, there is this power within us to show that this all surpassing power is from God and not from us. And it talks about how we are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed. Look at that. Did you see that? Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. So even when you and I go through crushing moments in life, we are not in despair, right? And then jump to verse 16. So the Lord is telling all of us, therefore, we do not lose heart. What does that mean when a person loses heart? That person is going through discouragement. That person is going through hopelessness. Thank you, Mom. Hopelessness, and then wala nang motivation. It's like depressed, and then doesn't want to talk to others, isolating themselves, right? And you and I are so vulnerable during those crushing moments. Can I tell you this? And the enemy would magnify the problem. But we need to focus on Jesus. We need. How do we focus on Jesus? His word. His word. And so that's why the Lord is telling us, wag ka manghina. Do not give up. That's what the Lord is telling us. Do not give up. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet, eto na, inwardly, we are what? Being renewed day by day. Remember those men that gave their last piece of bread? There was a renewing in their within them by the power of God. That they were able to do what they did, to help someone else. Look at verse 17, and this is what the Lord is telling you and me about our problems. For our light affliction or momentary troubles, ang problema natin, are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. We need to focus on what God is, you know, another name that, as far as our relationship with God is our potter, and we are what? Clay. A clay is being molded by the potter in his hands. What is the Lord fashioning in your life and mine? That's His choice to make something out of us, right? We allow Him. So that clay is just totally surrendered as that wheel is turning to the hands of the potter, forming it, whatever shape or form. And I know that God is doing that in all of us, changing us. So He's working out something, an eternal, look at this, eternal. You and I need to be eternally minded. When you and I are focused on the things of this world, we will sink. We will sink. Lulubugho tayo sa problema pag we are focused on the things. That's why in Revelation it says, the Lord Jesus said, look up! Look up! We always need to have a heavenward attitude. So He's working out something that would outweigh lahat ng mga hirap na dinadaanan. It will outweigh what God is doing for us and preparing for us will outweigh what is prepared for us in eternity. Now, as we end verse 18, here we go. So, we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. So, perseverance, kung yun ang dinidevelop ni Lord, is that something we see with our naked eyes? How about faith? Do you see that? No. But do you know that sa timbangan ng do you know that there's a God is a weighing scale. Perseverance, Christ-like character, that far outweighs money. That far outweighs people's opinion. We live in a society in the social media. You would hear that from a lot of people, more so with those nasa engaged in the entertainment industry. They would say, I have to shut off my Instagram because I keep on hearing negative things about me. And they're getting depressed, right? Yes, they are. Words can hurt. And if we allow people to hurt us, and then we give weight to what they say about us instead of what God says about us, it can affect us. It can affect us. You know, I've mentioned to you this person at work. Every time I would see him, it's like, "Hoy, Monet, kailan ka ba magre-retire?" Pinapaalis na. You know, even when they see me with my walker, it's like, you know, probably they think, why does this woman still keep on going and go? If I would allow their opinion about my life because of what they see, this walker does not define me. Does not. And it's something, can I tell this to you? I had struggles with it. But then you know what? When God speaks to us and God is telling us na, anak, eto, may biyaya eh, right? For me to go back to work. To be reinstated back to work so that I would have a means of livelihood and my family would also be blessed. Oh. See, God speaks. When God speaks, that gives you life. When God speaks, He gives you that kind of oomph. It's like a drive. It gives you that energy to do na, ay, kakahiya, makita nila ako naka-walker. Right? Tug of war. But then, hallelujah, but because of the power of God, the power of Christ upon us, overcome. You know, and God gave me this, the CEO even noticed that when they gave me a card, when we celebrated my work anniversary. See, look at this. When we want Jesus, the light of Jesus, to shine brightly through our lives. At times, you might not see it, pero kapag you're doing what God has called us to do, whatever we do it unto the Lord. Hindi yung meron. Dun sa note ng CEO, you know what? He said, we're so glad you're back and we're celebrating your work anniversary and we appreciate your can-do, cheerful attitude. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. People of God, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. So let's not focus, not allow on problems, testings, but not even people to rob us of God's purpose sa life ng bawat isa. Some people would say, try doing this. Ay, hindi ako sanay dyan. And we shy away from, hindi nyo alam, it's already an open door. Can I say this? Faith would require action on our part. When God spoke to me, I had to act on what the word of God said. Was it a struggle? Yes, I told you it's a struggle. Pero you know what? We are overcomers in Christ. God would help us to overcome fear. Fear of what? Maraming fears, right? It can come in many forms. At times, many people are so afraid of what people would say. If you're the type that your actions are always based on people's opinions, God is here by His grace to set you free from that. I'm talking about yung mga opinion that would take us away from God. There would be godly advice. Always seek godly counsel, godly advice. You know, that would be another Bible study, but can I just say this as we end? The grace of God is freeing. It liberates us. It sets us free. to enjoy life to the fullest. If you and I are experiencing at times, parang we all go through that, and that's part of our Christian life. But praise God, God is here because of His grace to remind us that what you and I cannot do for ourselves, grace, it does not happen only one time when we receive Jesus in our lives, but the grace of God is available every day and every moment. The enabling power, what you and I cannot do for ourselves, God is able because Jesus is the God of grace and truth. Let's all stand up. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to pray first, and later on, I've asked Sister Janet to lead us in a worship song. If I may request everyone up to please just stay, because the service is not yet done. The grace of God. At times, you and I cannot appreciate something, not unless things are taken away from us. Life is a way of bringing challenges and circumstances beyond our control. But today we are all reminded that God is still in control. He's still seated at the throne of grace. And the beauty of this is He is giving us this time to come to Him, to approach Him in prayer. Sister Sally mentioned something about there's such a blessing of being in the manifested presence of God. I don't know what each one is going through, but God does. Two dimensions of grace that needs to be seen, clearly seen by all. The vertical grace, that is our relationship with God. We would always want to give this opportunity to anyone who has not yet experienced that vertical grace. We would always remind everyone that you're not being drawn into a new religion. You are being drawn to have this intimate, personal relationship with our Lord Jesus, who is the God of grace. For us to appreciate that grace, we need to know what we are without that grace. We are all sinners, and we are separated from God. That's the worst condition that can happen to anyone, to be disconnected with God. And so this is a moment that God is giving anyone who has not yet made that decision. If you're someone that yet has already received, please be patient. If you have already made that decision, praise God for that. But I'm giving this time for anyone who's still resisting the grace of God. Brother Nelson mentioned about how life is frail, like what happened to Kobe Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter. Life was snatched away from them. And so we don't know what lies ahead for later today or even tomorrow. This opportunity is being given that you may know with certainty where you would spend your eternity. And that is eternity with the Lord who loves you and me. So if you're that person and you're ready to commit your life to Christ, I'm going to lead you in a very simple prayer. And I would always say this because this is biblical. What we believe in our hearts, we need to confess with our mouth. A simple prayer, accepting Jesus as your Savior and Lord, and believing that what He has done at that cross, the forgiveness of our sins, can be yours and mine today. As we bow down our heads, and if you're that person, you just lift up your hand to God. There's something about acknowledging God before the presence of others. Just lift up your hand to God. Praise the Lord for those hands. Salamat, Panginoon. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for those hands. And please follow me in this simple prayer and believe it with all of your heart. Lord Jesus, I come to you.
Lord Jesus, I come to you.
As a sinner.
As a sinner.
Your word reminds me.
Your word reminds me
that you love me so much, Father God.
You love me so much, Father God.
that you gave Jesus to die on that cross
for my sins.
Lord, I want to spend eternity with you. So today I make that decision. And confess with my mouth. That Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is my Savior. Lord Jesus, thank you for the cross. That through your blood. I have the forgiveness.
Of all of my sins.
And today
I receive your grace.
Your love.
The power of your Holy Spirit upon my life.
And help me
to extend the same grace
to others,
to people around me,
through the help of your Holy Spirit.
Thank you for loving me
just as I am.
In Jesus' name.
Let's worship the Lord.
Talks about the power of the love of God that's able to renew our minds and our hearts.
Thank you, Lord.
Make it the prayer of our hearts.